This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the good people who track energy production in this country came this news this morning. We were pumping more than 8.5 million barrels of oil a day this past summer. We haven't seen those kinds of numbers since President Reagan's second term. As you know, all that production has pushed gas prices way down, but it is not all good news. Just ask the budget managers for a state like Louisiana. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has that story.
Petro-states like North Dakota and Louisiana like high oil prices. That's because their oil taxes are tied to oil's market value. Unfortunately, Louisiana budget planners were counting on prices to stay high, like $95 a barrel kind of high. Greg Albrecht, chief economist in the state's legislative fiscal office, says this past spring that didn't seem like such a bad forecast.
I mean, prices were bouncing around $100 a barrel, and in fact, for a couple of months into this fiscal year, we had $100 plus a barrel of oil prices.
Now, Louisiana figures it'll get $90 million less in oil and gas taxes than planned. And how will the state make it up? Probably through cuts to health care and higher education, says Jeremy Alford, publisher of a Louisiana Politics website.
So a lot of officials on the university level are bracing for serious cuts in next year's budget.
In North Dakota last year, oil and gas taxes made up over half of all state revenue. But Pam Sharp, director of the state's Office of Management and Budget, isn't predicting disaster. State law there requires most of that money go into various reserve funds, not the general fund.
The way the oil taxes are structured in North Dakota, and I think it puts us in a really good shape to weather that kind of storm.
Falling oil prices do mean less money for roads and school construction loans, Sharp says. But in this two-year budget cycle alone, she expects North Dakota will collect $6 billion in oil and gas taxes. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.